welcome back to the Cornerstone Baptist Church Leeds podcast, Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue with our pilgrimage through some psalms, and we read today Psalm 40, a prayer for God to speak to us through his word. Lord, we praise you for your word. We thank you that it's life and health and peace to us. We thank you that you give us daily bread. And we thank you that you give us food to eat, which is your word, spiritual food. Nourish our hearts today, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So today we are looking at Psalm 40, and I'm just going to read the first 10 verses. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. Blessed is the one who makes the Lord their trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you have done. The things you plan for us, no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but my ears you have pierced. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Then I said, "Here I am, I have come. It is written about me in the scroll. I desire to do your will, O my God. Your law is within my heart." I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. Eight out of 10 owners said their cats preferred it. Because you're worth it. Just do it. Because the lady loves milk tray. Depending on how old you are, you may recognise some or even all of those advertising slogans. And if we think about how advertising has developed over the years, I think we can see fairly quickly that it's become much more sophisticated. Advertisers are so skilled at getting their messages out. But the old style message, where you just maybe saw a picture of a product and you were told to buy it, doesn't work anymore, or it doesn't work so well. And so you get adverts that, well, you're sort of, if you're watching on TV, you're well into the advert before you realise what it's actually advertising, what product is being sold. It's very sophisticated, it's very subtle, and it's often very powerful. But there's one form of advertising that always seems to work well, and it's the power of personal recommendation. If people say, "I've tried this and it works and it's wonderful," then others tend to sit up and take notice. If we say that we have used something and it's been transforming, then friends and family, those who trust us, are maybe going to think, "Well, this is something that might work for me as well." The power of personal recommendation goes a long way. in the psalm, we see that David is powerfully recommending his Lord and his God. And he's not just throwing out slogans. He's saying, I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I have experienced his salvation. And you can know this too. The opening verses speak of David's salvation. God has come and he has lifted him out of the deepest, darkest pit with sticky mud and clay. No hope of him getting himself out, but God has come and has done something dramatic and remarkable, given him a firm place to stand and put a new song in his mouth. These words are words that are for us, and they should resonate with every Christian believer who has been saved by God, by the Lord Jesus. He is our rock, the one on whom we stand. And then David changes from just telling his story to sharing with others. Blessed is the one who makes the Lord their trust. And then in verse 9, at the end of our reading, he says, I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, as you know, O Lord. We may not have the gift of an evangelist, which is a special gift, but we are all called to be witnesses to the wonderful Lord Jesus. We all have a story to tell of how he has saved us, how he has touched our lives, and how he continues to work in our lives and our hearts day by day. David wasn't perfect. We read about his life and we see that he messed up in all sorts of ways, in quiet and private ways, but also in very public, catastrophic ways. He certainly wasn't perfect. And we don't need to be perfect either before we declare the praises of God and before we call others to turn to him. Recently, when we were still able to get out and about, I met someone in a cafe. Just because they might be listening to this, I'm going to confuse the details very slightly. But it was someone from whom I was buying something, and we'd agreed that they would hand over the thing in the cafe. And to my surprise, he said, I want to know how your faith has helped you in a time of grief. This guy knew that my wife Anne died about 18 months ago and that I'd been through a time of real grief and suffering. The question surprised me, but I did my best to answer, and I tried to give the right answers, as it were. And they were right answers, and they were good answers. I talked about God and the gospel and salvation, and I talked about how he had journeyed with me through this difficult time. But then I found myself saying, to be honest, having a faith leaves you with questions as well as answers. If I didn't believe, if I was like someone like Richard Dawkins, say, and I just believed that everything happened by chance and there was no God, then I wouldn't question God as to why this terrible thing had happened. Most of all, of course, to Anne, but also to me and my family. And as I was saying this, as I was talking about the questions that I had, I was thinking in the back of my mind, oh, is this really helpful? Is this a good thing to be saying? Is this really glorifying to God and commending him? But here's the thing. It was that very thing that the guy picked up on. He was interested in what I was saying about the sort of ABC of the gospel, the simple gospel presentation that I gave. He was okay with the right answers that I was giving. But what he was really, really interested in was this deep wrestling of faith, my own personal experience, rubbing up against the mess and the press of real life, of prayers that weren't answered in the way that I'd hoped, of faith that was disappointed and dashed, but nevertheless, by the grace of God, was able to hold on because God was holding on to me. I guess what made the conversation come alive was the fact that it was authentic, that it was real. It was faith meeting the nitty-gritty of a broken and fallen world. We don't need to be perfect, and we don't need to have all the answers. But if we have a relationship with Jesus, if we are wrestling with questions of faith, if we are following him in the power of the Holy Spirit as best we can, then our authentic witness, our real stories, the power of personal recommendation can hit home to people's hearts to a depth that few other things can reach. We're not going to win the world by slogans, but we are going to win the world if we can say honestly from our hearts, taste and see that the Lord is good. If we're able to say with David, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry. That's our experience. And it can be others' experience as well. Let's commend him by word and deed in all that we say and all that we do today. Going to pause for prayer. Going to say a quick prayer for you. If you are struggling and you have particular challenges today. But I also want to encourage us to focus outwards on our friends who don't yet know Jesus. By the power of our personal recommendation, may they know him today. So, Lord, we pray for ourselves, the challenges that we're facing, and we ask that you would be with us, that you would strengthen us, and that you would see us through. David rejoiced in salvation, rejoiced in deliverance, and we ask that you would deliver us and those that we love today. But also, O Lord, we pray that we would commend you to others. Thank you for the stories that we have to tell. Stories of our salvation perhaps many years ago, but also up-to-date stories of the way that you have walked with us day by day in challenging times. Lord, we have questions. There are things that we don't know, things that we don't understand, not least at this moment. There are things that we are wrestling with. But Lord, we thank you that as we are authentic and real with you and with others, you come and use our stories by your grace. And for your glory, help us. Help us, O Lord, to commend you to others today. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So,